This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
I am Lawrence Holmes. Do we even
pay no attention to the woman in the third chair?
Okay.
Pay no attention.
Who are you?
I am the great and powerful Wizard of Oz.
Layla just likes hanging out, and she's doing the show after hours.
Yeah.
So
she's show prepping.
She's show prepping right now.
She was show prepping in here, and I didn't see any reason to make her move to another room.
There's really no reason for her to leave.
I mean,
she's going to be back in here in 20
right.
minutes anyway. When we do crosstalk,
she would just be listening in another room. We would be talking knowing she was listening. I mean, what the hell's the difference?
And this way, if she does have something she wants to add.
Nope.
No?
Nope, not at all. No mics. Tanny, leave those off. Nothing. Nothing. She gets nothing until 5:40.
And if we put her in her like our office, she steals all of our snacks.
She's not the one stealing the snacks.
Somebody. Oh, no, she's laughing.
She is. Her stuff
has been stolen, too.
Ma'am, try to control your laughter, please. This is a professional work environment.
No, this is terrible. Those of us that have been in this business for forever, the three of us here in the studio, the silent partner that's here in the studio.
A silent partner. Who are you and what do you want from me?
I am not a cop, if that's what you're afraid of.
We're going to see if we can find Layla Rahimi.
Pay no attention to the woman on the third chair.
Say the wizard, get some heart, get some balls. You know, if you don't understand heart, get some balls.
She's right there.
She's right there.
She's been there the whole time.
The whole time.
I had no idea.
Just doing prep and eating milk duds.
Milk duds. I rip milk duds. I'm talking 12 at a time. Chew, chew, chew. Suck the chocolate out. Soak in the caramel.
That's a funny bit. I like it.
Wait, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I think we've had enough.
Shut for 1 second. Shut your mouth.
I needed someone.
Wait, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
You're just coming off stupid.
I'm coming off as stupid. You're wearing tuxedos to a job that requires you to clean bathrooms.
So when I'm on stage, I want quiet on the set.
Layla is at the big ballpark in the sky.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
It's very much a different Layla. Our Layla's still here. She's in the control room as we speak.
No, she passed.
That Layla was a Weimaraner. I believe it was a Rhodesian Ridgeback. Excuse me.
A what?
Rhodesian Ridgeback.
What was the first one?
Weimaraner. Never mind.
Weimaraner.
Thanks for interrupting the flow.
Sorry about that. I just told Tanny to, like, I'm going to be quiet today.
I can't help myself.
Wow, first 10 seconds.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, first 10 seconds.
So it's going to be one of those.
Nope. No, I'm good now.
What do you say, Speaks? You want Shane to be the silent partner today? That's messed up, dude. You don't say that about Shane.
Pay no attention to the producer in chair number two.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, you're good. But yeah, that Layla is a Rhodesian Ridgeback belonging to Steve Stone. The other Layla. Yeah, the other Layla was here yesterday and just now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Spiegel and Holmes show. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
I'm Lawrence Holmes. Shane's here. Tanny's here. We got you covered today. We got a lot of fun things to do on the show, including talking to our buddy Jay Zawoski at 3:45. It's a fun situation last night.
Dude, When a newfound goalie acquisition stops 41 shots in his debut and thanks the crowd and says, I love you guys. That's worthy of a check-in.
Yeah, so we'll check in with Jay. We'll talk with Jason Leisure at 4 o'clock. Gordon Widenmeyer will be on the show at 4:40. Speaks has got some things to say about Hard Knocks, and apparently there is no Hard Knocks.
So yeah, some stories are percolating and makes me want to think back on the Bears experience. So we'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour.
But why don't we start with the news of the day out of Halas Hall, and there's a couple of things. One, the Bears made an acquisition. They made a trade of a draft pick for Jonah Jackson, who has spent the last year with the Rams, before that was with the Lions, had a shoulder injury that he was dealing with. They played him at center. It didn't kind of work for him in LA, but this is someone who knows Ben Johnson's system. I would imagine that Ben Johnson, when asked for his thoughts on it, was like, yes, go get that guy.
Yeah, I would assume that Ben may have driven the thoughts on the situation. Look, I love this trade. This is a guy who, as you say, played with Ben for multiple years in Detroit, akin to the Kevin Zeitler acquisition I've been talking about wanting them to do. This is going to get a guy who knows exactly how Ben Johnson wants to teach it, wants to coach it, and how to get it done. The Rams have massive financial troubles under the cap, so they gave up this guy to the Bears, who have tons of financial room under the cap, for a sixth round draft pick, because the Bears are going to eat the cap hit and probably the bonus, which is due to him, which is why this deal's happening now. Then the Bears only had to give up a six for a proven NFL starter on the interior that knows exactly what the coach wants to do. They need starter caliber bodies, and this is one which sets the table for free agency, which starts next week, and the draft thereafter. Now you can go out there and do more, which they need to do.
There's a Pro Bowl on his resume. The hope is that last year with the Rams was the outlier and not the new reality for Jonah Jackson.
He also only played four games last year
because he was hurt.
The Lions couldn't sign him and give him money, so he got the money from L.A. They probably wanted to keep him and couldn't, so L.A. gave him 3 years and 51. He plays four games for them, and now Ben's like, oh, we're in a situation where we can grab that money? Then let's get the player, because I love the player.
And hopefully he's right about this, and that you're chasing a... I think this makes a lot of sense. You just do want to be careful, be like, wait, is he the same player after the injury? Moving into a different thing with a... Well, I guess he probably... I guess he was in Detroit long enough to have played with Stafford, right?
Oh, hell yeah. He was in Detroit for 20, 21, 22, and 23. They're starting left guard for 4 years with the Detroit Lions.
So you would think that... think about it from the Rams' perspective, where they go, hey, here's a guy who played on the offensive line for Matthew Stafford,
uh-huh,
and then he comes in and he's underwhelming, partially because of injury. He's underwhelming. I'm just saying that don't forget about that part, that and let's not just go ahead and be like, oh, this is going to be great because he's connected with Ben Johnson, because injuries can happen, and you could also be really bad at this point in your career.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. He was 27 last year. He's going to play this season at 28.
You know? I tend to think that it makes all the sense in the world to do this.
I tell you, and we'll do wide receivers at the top of the hour as part of Ben's vision, and the news happened yesterday. I like trading a six for a starting guard more than I would have liked even trading a five for Deebo Samuel, because of the third wide receiver factor and how that plays. More on that at the top of the hour.
It is a lot of money, but it's seemingly only a lot of money for 1 year. And then you can reassess and figure out if he's going to be part of your future.
And it's a lot of money for a team that is, what, fourth most cap room?
Yes.
In the NFL, in a year when the cap went up by 20. And let's never forget that the NFL's salary cap is kind of a mirage. Because of all the things you can do.
The Saints have been up against it for the last decade. And they're just like, oh, we'll just shift this around and shift this. And this guy's got a bonus. And this guy's got a bonus.
Yeah,
and all that stuff.
Yeah, man. Like, and half of the guaranteed money is a bonus. There is a second year. They could spread that out. They can go to different people and ask to spread things out. They're in a good spot and can absorb this in addition to future free agency.
What I do like about... I like a lot about this move, by the way. But one of the things that I like about it is... it opens things up draft-wise, too. That if you continue to, as free agency gets here, say, take care of some of the spots where you feel like you're lacking, it opens up the world to you where maybe there is a player that's outside of what it is that you're looking for, but you can't say no to that player. This allows you flexibility in that regard. I still want to see the Bears walk out of this draft with a bunch of offensive and defensive linemen, but it could change your priority on what it is that you're looking for in those first three picks if you've got some of this stuff straightened out.
Absolutely. This to me is connected to, yes, the draft, but free agency. This is in advance of free agency. That window opens next week. You know, so this is, they're getting a jump on that. So in a post Trey Smith availability universe where you're deciding what to do, and we've talked about it for a while, all the shows are kind of figuring out, all right, do we get Mekhi Becton? As I mentioned, Kevin Zeitler from Detroit. How about Will Fries from Indy, who's coming off an injury, but he's real good. Who's the guy in San Francisco? Why are they giving up on him? Like all this stuff. They've made a play in advance of that. They've made a play in advance of all that free agent maneuvering. And we know that Ben wants new people on the interior.
And that's the other thing for me is I am with the idea of them working together with Ben being more of a partner than what Matt Eberflus was to Ryan Poles. And the thing that Ben has over Poles in their current positions is success. Like that he's walking away from success into this head coaching job. And Ryan Poles has not had success as a general manager. So I want Ben Johnson to have input. I want him to have, I wanted Matt Eberflus to have what he wanted too. I wanted him to have the players that he needed. I'm not sure that he could even articulate that.
Bingo, sir, especially on offense. He had no offensive philosophy. He had no concept of what the hell he was trying to put together. This is a guy, not just with an offensive philosophy, but he said, and people I've talked to have backed this up, he spent the last year in Detroit, including that offseason, formulating his overall philosophy because he's like, no, I'm not going to take a head coach. I'm going to take my last, going to spend one more year.
I'm going to get ready to be a head coach.
So he's not just handing defense over to Dennis Allen the way that Eberflus handed offense over to Luke Getsy and then to Shane Waldron, and those questionable choices aside. Ben's got a vision, man. We're doing wide receivers today. We're going to do a defensive position on Thursday. We haven't locked in on which one it's going to be yet.
Yeah, I'm excited about all of that. But it's nice. You know, it's nice to see that they can be a little bit aggressive. I don't know a ton about Jonah Jackson. I hope to find out more in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Just talking to people on why it didn't work and all that stuff. But it's fun to see them be out here and say, okay, the idea of we understand what our deficiency is. We understand that was underwhelming last year,
mm-hmm.
that we need to do a better job of protection overall, and that probably means a overhaul of the offensive line.
And don't you think, because I'm not saying that I know a ton about Jonah Jackson either. These are interior linemen for other teams. And we all do our research and we try to come in here. And some of the angry texters, here's one. I hate this trade. We need superstars, not crummy players. What are you basing crummy player on? His Pro Football Focus grade? One year that went bad in a new system with McVay where, again, he only played four games?
And he has made a Pro Bowl, so that's good.
And he played for a coach. He played on the offensive line for a coach for 3 years, and that coach is now here who knows him, has watched him practice, watched him learn, has had him in sessions with the offensive staff. Like, I'm going to trust that guy who we just paid a lot of money to make these kind of decisions rather than Pro Football Focus's grade.
That's kind of where I'm at on this, is that this is what the buy-in on Ben Johnson is. At this point, there's no reason to think that he doesn't know what he's doing, because we don't have any evidence.
Right.
So I'm going to lean towards, okay, this makes sense. He knows the type of player this is, And he knows what they need.
Same texter. Tell me why this isn't another Ryan Bates. Ryan Bates was never a starter in Buffalo that Ryan Poles got obsessed with. And I've told you my theory on Ryan Poles, the former offensive lineman who just thought he needed to be coached up properly and would go out and get inferior talent and think that they could be coached up.
Ian Cunningham, too.
Yes. This is a starter-level dude who was, you said, Pro Bowl in 2021. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a starter level dude who has been coached intimately. That is different than an executive looking from afar at a guy who he thinks has traits.
Especially Ben, you know, he's the man. Love that guy.
Yeah. So
I don't care if someone's been slightly hurt. Look at the sack numbers I put in the doc today. The guy just doesn't give up pressures. He doesn't let people past him.
Yeah, and
that's all you need.
And to your point, Shane, and those are good numbers you've got in there. 0 sacks given up in 22, 2 given up in 2023, 0 in 2024 in the limited action that he saw. That's about the synergy of offensive line and quarterback, as we've been talking about, and like the group protection, which Ben understands. And again, this is a guy who can help implement exactly what the coach wants. You can sit there negative if you want, but it's easy to shoot down.
I am all right with people being skeptical about it, but we do need more information. Like, we need to know how bad the injury was. We need to know, did they ask him to do stuff that wasn't really in his skill set? I know that people think that guard and center are interchangeable. I do not believe that. And so maybe it was one of those things where it's like, this is not the right fit for this player.
I love this. The texter shot back. All right. I totally admit I was basing it on Pro Football Focus. You guys make good points. You sold me. So there you go,
well,
man.
All right.
Rather than trust a grade by a website, which is helpful. Think about the people who have watched a man up close for multiple seasons and coached them.
I've got some questions about that website. But that's just me. That's me. I'm skeptical.
440?
Yes, we'll do that at 440. No, I'm just kidding.
Or 340, if you want.
No, it's fine.
540?
Whenever, 640.
640.
We'll do it at 640. But when we come back, you know how we've been talking about how Sean McVay has kind of been on the forefront of pushing coaches out here and kind of letting you know who the young, talented coaches are?
Yeah, he's very much, he likes to be a kingmaker and chooses some to help. Yeah.
There's another one out there, and this coach has local ties. I'll share with you next here on The Score.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.